Suffolk Downs Racetrack is one of 20 sites still in the running to become Amazon's second headquarters with its 50,000 high-paying jobs. A decision by the giant online retailer is expected this summer. And as competing bidders enter the home stretch, oddsmakers say Suffolk Downs in East Boston is a sound bet. But, as WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports, win place or show, redevelopment of the historic racetrack will transform the region far into the future.
This could be what Amazon's new world headquarters sounds like. Birds flock to nearby Belle Isle Marsh. The state nature preserve is just beyond Suffolk Downs Racetrack, where in the manicured center field, next to the old tote board, a swan glides in a pond. This could also be what Amazon's HQ2 sounds like. Just seconds away as the plane flies is Logan Airport. And just a few hundred feet past the track's backstretch are two MBTA Blue Line stations. It's a 12-minute ride to downtown Boston. Next stop, Revere Beach, oldest public beach in the nation. When it comes to being a prime piece of real estate ripe for redevelopment, historic Suffolk Downs has it all. But even with location, 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 come challenges.
We'd like big, complicated projects. The more complicated, the better for us.
Why is that?
Because we think we can get it at a better price.
That's Tom O'Brien, founder and managing director of the HYM Investment Group. It paid $155 million for the 161-acre racetrack site. It's the largest redevelopment project in the region. It's over twice the size of Boston Public Garden and Common combined. Complicating matters, a third of the property is in Revere, the rest in Boston. O'Brien's got two local governments to deal with.
I've done probably 250 different meetings at this point now between East Boston and Revere since May of 2017. So we'll do almost any meeting with almost anybody in either community.
The pace of the project picked up and the original design changed last fall when Amazon sent out a request for proposals for a second headquarters. To enable HYM to compete in the bidding, O'Brien got a temporary waiver of state environmental regulations.
We woke up to this RFP that had been issued from Amazon, which kind of came crashing into our world. The Amazon RFP had a number of different points that they wanted to hit for sites that would, you know, be considered successful on their list.
O'Brien's original plan called for building 5 million square feet of commercial office space on the site and 500,000 retail, plus 10,000 housing units. The Amazon version would increase the office space by 50%, and reduce residential housing to 7,500 units. Amazon wants at least 500,000 square feet of office space ready to occupy in 2019.
So we have two buildings, as Amazon had requested, that can be delivered as soon as possible for them, just right there, right next to the T-stop.
Suffolk Downs is hallowed ground for thoroughbred racing. Some of the greatest horses in history ran here on the one-mile clay track.
There, but here comes Seabiscuit, and they're into the stretch. Seabiscuit takes the lead to the roars of the Suffolk Downs crowd.
Suffolk Downs was built in the Great Depression. Originally, it was supposed to have been a residential community, but the builder went bust.
It's the mighty Seabiscuit winning the mass cap.
We're in the footsteps of Seabiscuit, right? How great is that?
Seabiscuit won in 1937, but a bid to turn the fading track into a casino lost in 2014.
Suffolk Downs Casino proposal has been defeated.
It was a come-from-behind community effort that many in the area now want to repeat.
You know, in many ways, I'm hoping that Amazon does not choose Boston. It's nothing against them. I just hope that they would move to a place where the impact wouldn't be so harsh.
Madeline Stachinski is a longtime resident of East Boston. She calls it her beloved neighborhood.
In my perfect scenario, I would love to see a lot of open space and a lot of humble housing for hardworking people. I would love to see it be an extension of the kind of community that East Boston has been for years.
I think what's making places like East Boston exciting places for people to live in is that diversity.
James Aloisi was born in East Boston. He appreciates the impact thousands of jobs Amazon would bring, but raises several concerns.
Certainly, the highest and best use of Suffolk Downs is as a development site, not as a racetrack. So this is all to the good. question will always be, what does that development look like? Is it conducted in a way that makes sense from a mobility perspective and from a community quality of life perspective?
Aloisi is a former head of the state's Department of Transportation. Mass transit is his number one concern.
This is all an urban ecosystem, and Suffolk Downs is connected to it. We've got to make sure that it all works in a coherent way. It's also about how do you give people who live in Revere and East Boston and who will be living at Suffolk Downs the social and economic justice to move freely around, to access important institutions like Mass General Hospital, which they can't do today on the Blue Line.
Aloisi says connecting the Red and Blue Lines downtown is critical if redevelopment of Suffolk Downs is to be successful. Again, HYM developer Tom O'Brien.
We can't grow, we can't accommodate the new jobs that are coming here unless we invest in two things, more housing and better transportation. Those are the two most important things that we must do as a region right now. We have to do it.
O'Brien sees the redevelopment of Suffolk Downs as more than a collection of mixed-use buildings, office space, and apartments, big and small, for all incomes.
This is really about building a community. So we think there's a great opportunity to create a diversity of housing types.
But, you know, communities have libraries and they have schools.
Yes.
And they have all those public things. What's public?
Public is public space. So we've committed to have 25% of the site, so fully 40 acres of the site will be public open space. So that's a huge amount of open space. We want there to be great retail. I mean, the fundamental part of making these things successful is to have great retail. People want to be where there's interesting, active places to have a meal, to go shopping. That's what makes community.
Dedicated, protected bike lanes. Repeat
dedicated,
after me.
Dedicated, protected bike lanes. Absolutely. Yeah. We will follow the Complete Streets Initiative along active roadways, dedicated and protected bike lanes. Absolutely.
Two neighborhoods on the site already have names, Beachmont and Belle Isle Square. That's where phase one of Amazon's construction would take place.
And there may be a third name. This part of the site, which is more where the clubhouse is, that will eventually become a little bit more commercial. So maybe that will have a third name.
Amazonia.
I don't know about that. We'll see. We'll see.
Tom O'Brien predicts redeveloping Suffolk Downs, turning it from a racetrack into a community, will take 15, maybe 20 years, with or without Amazon.
We have a great vision. We had that vision before the Amazon process started, and we'll have the same vision afterwards.
Amazon says it'll choose the site for its $5 billion HQ2 in the coming months. The last race at Suffolk Downs will be run in August. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.